Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer of Blessing by Tiffany Tibalt, read by Rochelle Alberti. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Numbers 6:24-26. These amazing words, found in the book of Numbers, are the very ones that God gave to Aaron so that he could speak them over the people of Israel to be blessed. Thousands of years later, this blessing is still spoken to church congregations around the world. These words are an amazing reminder to us of what God wants to do in our lives each new day and in each and every new season of our lives. The Lord bless and keep you. It is the Lord alone who can truly bless us and keep us safe. He is the one who blesses us with health, finances, and peace. He also blesses us as he keeps us, holds us, and comforts us in our times of despair and sorrow. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord is looking at you. He sees you. He will show his favor towards you as he fills your life with peace and blessings. Just as the warmth of the sun's rays shine on your face, flooding you with warmth, so too, when the Lord shines his face on you, it will warm you with his love, and you will be forever changed and be gracious to you. This amazing phrase tells us that God is forgiving, merciful, and compassionate. Our sin should put a distance between us and God, but through the death and resurrection of Jesus, our sins have been forgiven, and we can draw close in fellowship to God. God sees you right where you are. He forgives you. He has compassion for you and for the heartbreaking things that you are walking through today. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. These powerful words tell us that God is near enough that you can see him and you can see his hand at work in your life. He isn't stressed about any of the situations you face. He is sovereign. He is in control. He has a good plan to get you through it and give you peace, perfect peace that will flood your mind and your day as you embrace the blessings and favor of the Lord. This is perfect peace. This is peace that allows you to overcome all those obstacles in your life. This peace is a gift given to you by your Heavenly Father. So as you go into this day, this week, this new season. Cling to the Lord. He promises to be with you, to bless you, to keep, protect you, and to give you favor. He understands your pain. He sees your success. He holds your life in His very capable hands. Trust Him. Turn to Him. Claim these words of promise over every one of your situations. He is the Lord, and He will show up and bless your life as much as you allow Him to. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank You that You are my Lord. Today, Lord, open my eyes to the ways that You are blessing and keeping me. Shine Your face upon me and be gracious to me. Lift up Your countenance upon me and bring me peace, Lord. May my life be a reflection to those around me of the power that Your presence has on my life and my situations. Give me boldness to share the hope that You are with those around me. In Your name I pray. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
I'm Dr. Lauren DeVille, a practicing naturopathic physician in Tucson, Arizona. In my podcast, Christian Natural Health, my guests and I discuss topics ranging from nutrition, sleep, hormone balancing, and exercise to specific health concerns like hair loss, anxiety, and hypothyroidism. I'll also interweave biblical principles as they apply throughout the podcast because true health is body, mind, and spirit. Listen to Christian Natural Health for free at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcast platform.